I think it's the access to information. I think that the internet has changed so much of what we have access to. So one of the most amazing things about the show coming up is that it's not just a musical influence that's part here, but it's actually an instrumental influence. Sprig of That has a lineup of guitar, violin, and tabla, and they do traditional folk music, and you just don't see that often.
People are using the word authentic differently than they used to. It used to mean that if it was music they're talking about, it was like an already existing style.
Yeah, I think authentic, it means being real. So it's not necessarily about the style being exactly correct, but it's about the music being delivered from an honest place, from an open place, and from a place that is from the heart, from the soul.
When you listen to Sprig of That, you get that feeling that it's authentic to them. And you could say that about the music of all three of the groups at the Cedar Concert, the OK Factor and the Orange Mighty Trio, which is your group. You selected Shenandoah by the OK Factor to put on a little bit right here. Why'd you select this one?
Shenandoah is one of those familiar traditional tunes that lots of people know, and it's been done so hundreds and hundreds of ways, maybe thousands of ways. But it's so great to be able to take a song like that and explore it from all different angles to make it your own.
What do you love about the OK Factor rendition of Shenandoah?
It's soft, it's subtle. I think that the opening cello melody with the violin accompaniment kind of flips the roles. And it, you know, Olivia does an amazing job just giving that line a voice.
We're speaking with Nick Gaudet, who plays with the Orange Mighty Trio, one of three groups at the Cedar on January 16th. The others are Sprig of That and the OK Factor. Your group, like the others on the bill, is influenced by multiple genres, and you do something with a traditional fiddle tune called Billy in the Lowground. Of course, this has been kicked around by fiddle traditions from all over North America, and now you give it your spin.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we love to do. It was so great. That's been one of our flagship songs. We've been playing it at the Cedar since, gosh, our first show back in 2007. It's such a fun piece, and Zach Klein, the fiddler of the Orange Mighty Trio, had the idea of switching the roles and actually putting the melody in the low ground on the bass. And me being a classical trained bass player, I took that on, and we've just been having so much fun with that song since.
Is it a challenge for you as a bass player to play the melody of a complicated fiddle tune, and most of them are very complicated, including Billy in the Lowground.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and it's definitely difficult, especially since the bass is tuned in fourths compared to a violin, which is tuned in fifths, so sometimes the string crossovers don't necessarily line up. But, you know, I think I've always just I've played so many bass notes, bass lines, where I'm just sitting in the back laying it down, that I've watched a lot of fiddle players. I've watched Zach quite a bit, and so it's fun to have that challenge to attempt and to try to mimic what a fiddle player would do, but on a bass or a very big fiddle. One of the awesome things that we talked about when we were developing this show was that we would play, each of us, each group would play a micro set. So we're going to play three small sets, each group taking a turn. And then the last set of the night is we're going to play on each other's music for one final hurrah. That's something that we've been doing as an Orange Mighty Trio ever since we've played the Cedar. One of the groups that we actually did this with, I should say the person, was Dean McGraw. We played a show with him at the Cedar, and instead of having Dean play a set and us play a set, we decided to play a set all together and learn each other's music. And we realized that there's power, or there's something amazing when you perform music that cannot be captured ever again. And when you play on each other's music, you're giving them a treat that can only happen if you're there and if you're listening to it. So I think it helps just boast the idea of live music is irreplaceable.
The Orange Mighty Trio, the OK Factor, and Sprig of Bat perform their Spins on Tradition at the Cedar Cultural Center Thursday night, January 16th. Doors open at 7. The show begins at 7:30. Each group plays a set, followed by all three groups playing each other's music all together. For information, it is thecedar.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.